I also want to make something clear because I feel I may be off-putting. I love babies. Not that I have to pander bear. Not being a pander bear, I want to make it clear. I love a fat baby. I love a fat, fat, fat baby. A fat baby foot's going right in my mouth. It's going right in my mouth. It's going right in my, I don't care if I know the baby, not know the baby. Fat foot going in. Maybe you're a pioneer. Maybe you're a pioneer. And you're not vaccinating little Sadie, Mabel, Caleb, Pompey, Magnus. I don't care. That foot will still go in. That foot's still going in. Whooping cough be damned. And what is cuter than a toddler after tub time running away from you down the hall like a wet baby seal? I understand that, but I feel like after the age of 7, it's diminishing returns. No offense to anyone with a child over the age of 7. I'm sure your child's extraordinary. Honor roll, Habitat for Humanity instead of Spring Break. Aspires to Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières. It's gonna recode the human genome. That's the dream. That's the dream of your child who's over 7. That's the dream. But for the most part, I very much doubt it. But that sounds like I'm being rude, and I don't want to. I always have my CVS extra care card ready. Always! Citizenship, that's what it means. What does it mean to be a citizen? Have your CVS extra care card ready. It's the least you can do. Sometimes there's just one poor cashier. Is that what the young people are saying? Cashier? Cashier? I want to get it right. Cashier. Sometimes there's just one poor cashier. Some of the CVSs in the Big Apricot, a lot of foot traffic, like O'Hare Airport type thing. One poor cashier has called for backup thrice fold. No one's coming. Have the card ready. Have it ready. Be a citizen. Don't sign up now. Not now. Also, there's going to be a lot of tabloid magazines on your way to the cashier. Don't take a minute to comment on the Kardashians and blame them for it. That's, look within. That's your fault. That's not their fault. They're just being themselves. They'd be like that with or without the cameras in Calabasas doing their own thing. But if you're going to go, they're so mean to Rob and then condemn them. That's, one must take a journey behind their belly button and see what's in there. And actually, some of the kids of the oldest daughter seem very well-mannered. They do. Very well. Mason, the little one. Very, very polite. Very cute. So somebody's doing something right. I don't know them. I don't even know why we're discussing this. Why did you bring this up? Every time with you. This guy. Every time. Yes, you've got silver fox hair. And I envy it. And I covet it. But I can't argue with you. It's tearing us apart. I can't go round and round with you about the Kardashians and the pyramids. Every time, the pyramids, this guy. Every time I see him, which I believe we've never met before, but I'm telling you, this is the first time I've seen him. But every time I see him, which is this right now, he says, there's no way humans could have built the pyramids. No way, except for the fact they did. Can we leave it at that? Why are you denying the ancient Egyptians their mathematical prowess and their love of a large bureaucratic task? Loved it. Loved it. They had the time and the will. The Egyptians, they weren't in their phones. You know, there's a lot of construction, a lot of condos. I don't see any new pyramids. You know why? The phones. That's why. People are too, it's learned helplessness. Your phone, it's too much. If you lose your phone, it will be effectively like having a stroke. You will know nothing. You will know nothing. Who's calling? Where are we going to dinner? How can I get there? How can I be 15 minutes late when I never meant to be on time in the first place? I don't have a phone, I kid. I used to know things. HuffPo. HuffPo. If there's solar flares or another thing where your phones go down, you're just gonna see people walking up to somebody in a uniform going, tapas bar. Tapas bar. Stumptown coffee. Stumptown coffee. Taylor Swift. Just commanding people in uniform, commanding. Siri. Athena, Echo. That's more of a tower. So maybe if they see things that are shaped like a tower, they'll command it to play their favorite song. But if you bring out what is destroying you, it may save you. If you leave it in, it will destroy you. Guy Fieri. So, and also poor citizens who will be online at CVS with their speakerphone having an inane conversation. But it's poor citizenship. They're not feeling the burn, hyphen Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Eugene Debs, Samuel Gompers, Sojourner Truth, Angela Davis, Dr. Cornel West. Oh, also sometimes with a fat baby, I'll be online at either Duane Reade, which I don't think you have here, or CVS, or a Walgreens, but sometimes I'll be online at checkout, and there'll be a fat baby in a baby backpack with a little dangle foot. Oh, and I bend over and say, I'm gonna put your foot in my mouth. But your parents can't hear me, they can't see me. How is your toenail so tiny? How did you get, what is that on your pinky toe? Is it even a toenail? But I see it, I think it's fair game. A little fat lay with a little fat dangle foot, and those toenails are so small. How do you clip them? How do you clip them? I think about that all the time. How do you clip a baby pinky toe? Maybe you don't have to. I don't know. I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but the youth. You won't tolerate it. You shan't have it. Gluten. No gluten. No gluten, right? Celiacs. Sensitive. Trojan horse for food restriction. There's many ways we can go with this. You do have gluten. You eat gluten? Were you born in the States? Have you tasted peanut butter? But did you get peanut butter at school? Just got it in under the wire? Okay, good. Because as you may or may not know, you can't walk within 25 feet of a schoolyard with a peanut butter sandwich. A gun, absolutely, that's your right. Don't tread on you. But no peanut butter. We have to protect the children. The children are our future. Guy Fieri said that. Is anyone here a lawyer or a law student or conversant in legalese? I have an earnest and with goodwill and the heart the size of a baby's head, I'm gonna ask you this question. Is there not a case to be made that you could say these guns were manufactured on machines that may or may not have touched tree nuts? Honestly, and then you couldn't bring a gun anywhere near a child. By the way, wheat is murder. Wheat is murder. I was in Portland recently. It was on the cover of the Portland Weekly. Wheat is murder. There's been a murder. Who has done it? Which ancient grain has committed the murder? No one will leave this room until we find... Was it you, quinoa? Amaranth has an airtight alibi. I'm going to have to... That group of proteins over there looking shifty, gluten. Gluten has committed the murder. Is there any gluten intolerant people here tonight? There has to be. There's no way that the society has been held hostage to this with no day. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your service. Thank you. Why just the military? Thank you for your service. Thank you for your... Thank you for your service. So your gluten... There is no zinger coming. You're gluten intolerant. Yes. And are your parents and grandparents gluten intolerant? No. Because it's hereditary. That sounded like I was being a douche. And pardon my French. Pardon my French. That really is French. I feel comfortable saying that. But see, here's the disconnect for me. It's hereditary. And everybody... over a certain age is fine with gluten. Okay, you know what? I like you. You're here. I like your whole thing. You got beautiful skin, seemingly poreless. I'm on your side. I believe you believe it. I believe you believe it. That sounds like I'm being pedantic, and I am not. I believe with my whole heart she believes she is gluten intolerant, but you need it. You need gluten. It puts a spring in your step. You have to have it. You need it. claiming to be a quarter Cherokee. People have to stop doing that. It's been done. It's been done. Quarter Cherokee. And also, I don't believe you. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm just speaking in stride and tones. Quarter Cherokee. Do you know how hard it is to be a quarter Cherokee in 2016? The Cherokee Nation was indeed vast in the 1500s, but we helped them out with that. And the very few that were left after the Trail of Tears were hustled into the Ohio Appalachian area. So yes, Miss Loretta Lynn, I'll take it from you. And even then, I have my doubts, but I like Loretta Lynn. Anybody from Appalachia? Butcher's Hollow. I read her biography in addition to... I'm actually more thinking of Sissy Spacek, who I feel very close to, but I like Loretta Lynn. But I can't separate them. I just see Sissy Spacek. But in her biography, Ms. Loretta Lynn's biography, she talks about her mama being, I think, half Cherokee and her grandpapa being entirely Cherokee. Even then, I think, I have my doubts, but I don't want to doubt Sissy Spacek. I don't want to question the veracity of what Sissy Spacek has said. And also Loretta Lynn said things like, I had to go to the nervous hospital. Now that's the kind of talk I like. I don't like the blue crass stuff, but I do like things like nervous hospital. And by the way, if you are going to claim to be a quarter of an indigenous, there's so many other roads to go down, try Arapaho, because it's specificity that will quell the doubting Thomases, if you're going to do that. I don't always say yes to life. I'm not proud of that, but I don't. It's case by case. I don't always say yes to life. And I have difficulty moving toward action, breaking patterns, and I don't even like to go outside during the day. Honestly, I don't. It creates a great anxiety. I get easily overwhelmed, and once I'm overwhelmed, I can't get under the whelm or even whelm adjacent anymore. And also, I don't feel I'm properly lit during the day. It's not quite right for me. But I've never wanted to be married because I don't want to be forced to hide purchases, which seems to be the bedrock of every long-term relationship, I think, right? How do I get this item into the home without my partner realizing I've just breached our unspoken contract about what can and can't be purchased? I want to walk into my apartment bold as brass, put it on the counter without all the cloak and dagger shenanigans. Now, having said that, I've lived with the same gentleman for 17 years, but that's much more about New York real estate. And also, I've never wanted to have children because I'm risk averse. It's that simple. It's that simple. I'm risk averse. There's just too many things that can go awry. And I don't believe it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. I believe it's best to just take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Here's my motto. Lean away. Lean away. Because if you lean in, you're too close to it. You lose perspective. You're too close to it. You can't see straight. You just, and also like, I can't make the most of every minute of your life. I can't. Life's too long. It's untenable. I cannot make the most of every minute. It's too much. It's too much pressure. It's too much pressure to make the most of every minute. I got to live every day like it's my first. I have to just let it go. And also, here's the thing that I don't go to doctors or get physicals. I don't do self-checks of any kind, and I don't get screenings. Because I don't look for trouble, basically. I don't look for trouble. And I don't get massages, two reasons. One, the face hole, very uncomfortable. I cannot find purchase. And at my age, I can't have the pulling. Can't have it. Can't have the pulling. My lassen's not regenerating, as it ought to. And I also don't want the masseuse to be kind of doing that and then go, did you know? No. Whatever you're going to say, I don't know about it, and I don't want to know about it. In fact, there was something bothering me that felt sort of like a hernia for about the last 4 months, a sharp digging pain, but I ignored it, and it did the right thing. It vamoosed. It's gone now. I have no idea what it was, if it will be back, but it did the right thing. Thank you, body. This is, I'm sorry to yell. I finally saw The Hunger Games. I'm not pretending this. I really finally just saw The Hunger Games on ABC Family. You guys are right, it's great. I didn't not read the books or see it for any reason, like I'm not, I just didn't. And then I was in St. Louis, and by the way, if you haven't been to St. Louis, you needn't. It's a little bit worse for the wear. John Hamm is from St. Louis, but he's not there now. So I can't think of a reason to go to St. Louis. Don't meet me, don't meet anybody in St. Louis. But no offense, St. Louis, Josephine Baker. She's not there now either. So, you know, Scott Joplin, I think. There's an arch in St. Louis that is a sculpture that is the gateway to the Midwest. If you see it, just go, just start walking the other way. No offense. The good news is I was in a hotel in St. Louis going around the horn. And I know, you don't watch television, but one day you'll be in AARP and not allowed to drink, and you will. You will. You will watch television. But I was waiting to do a show there in St. Louis, and I was going around the horn, as you do. And on ABC Family was The Hunger Games. And I guess it was gearing up. I'm not going to pretend it happened right before the last movie of Hunger Games was released, which I haven't seen yet because it was in theaters and I can't go to theaters. One of the reasons I can't go, sometimes somebody says something kind of funny during a trailer and the audience around him or her laughs, and then they start becoming intoxicated with it and they go in again for the next preview. And I'd like to say, please just quit while you're ahead. Just don't. I understand the need to be validated by, all and sundry, clearly. Look, I'm doing this. Look at me, clap for me. But I believe it's tempered with my self-loathing. I feel like it evens it out with self-loathing and second-guessing and all of that. So I was watching The Hunger Games, fantastic. And then I got back to New York and on-demanded the ones I could. Now, I haven't seen the final one. I've heard what happens to Prim Everdeen, to which I say, good riddance to bad rubbish, hear me out. Good. She was an albatross, Prim Everdeen, an anchor, an anvil around Katniss. She was the inciting event for the whole pickle Katniss was in the first place, and the mother was a cipher. Forget that. Prim Everdeen, what a pill. What a pill. Did she ever say thank you? I never heard it. Never heard it. Now, granted, I haven't seen the final one, but I very much doubt it. And also, in one of them, she goes to look for a cat when President Snow is about to send bombs and drones. Why are you looking for your cat now? Why now, Prim Everdeen? Why are you looking for your cat now? And the thing is Katniss is too easy on her, too soft. And we treat people we teach people how to treat us. Guy Fieri said that. But Katniss went and got Prim's cat, almost died in the process, and she was really kind about it. We gotta get tough with these people. Now, I would not delight in the demise of a young girl, well, she's not fictional. Asset. But listen, we gotta get tough in this culture. We gotta get tough with Prim Everdeen, the Prim Everdeens of life. War criminals, racists, and hoarders. Why are we always so gentle with war criminals, racists, hoarders? Do they have a very delicate constitution? Why are we always walking on eggshells around these people? There's a show called Hoarders, too. I don't know if you've seen it, but you will one day. There's a show called Hoarders, and I don't know what the definition of hoarding is. Apparently, they cast a very wide net. There are some people that, yes, there seems to be a method to their madness. They're collecting things of value. There's an organized chaos, if you will, in their home. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, there's others that are defecating in a plastic bag and dropping it next to the one chair they can still sit in amidst a sea of styrofoam containers, feral cat bones, shale rock, sediment, no indoor plumbing for the last 17 years. Is it hoarding? Something's wrong. But is it hoarding? My point is, why do they get 1-800-GOT-JUNK? They won't appreciate it. Why do they get 1-800-GOT-JUNK? Why do they get people volunteering on a Saturday in hazmat suits? They won't, you gotta get tough. You gotta take off the kid gloves. And also, the interventionists for these bag defecators will say, we won't take anything out of this house without your permission. All of a sudden, I need that spoon. I need a hissy fit in the driveway. Everybody stand down. Stand down. Bag defecator needs the spoon. Everybody stand down. Stand down. No, you don't take it. You don't take it. Prim Everdeen. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad that she's gone because she most certainly would have demanded Katniss co-sign for a student loan. No way around. There's no doubt about that. And there's no way those are dischargeable in districts 1 through 13. No way, Jose. Try getting a loan. Try getting an extension in district 12. Good luck to you, sir. But I'll tell you, when you have an intervention, some of you know this, for drugs or alcohol, it's not like that. They do take things out of the house. They don't ask. In fact, they dump things down the sink and make you watch. It's like watching books being burned. It really is. It's like watching books being burned. It's that level of injustice. And usually history pivots on such things. Not in your kitchen. Not when it's Belvedere and Grey Goose, chilled to perfection, that they're forcing you to watch them dump. Is that why I'm mad at hoarders? Look within. Look within. I don't know, because I can't really see everybody, how young we're skewing. I don't know, but I do sense a patina of student loan debt in certain pockets. Just a sousson of student loan debt hanging above some heads. Maybe here. Yes. Student loan debt. I've got good news. We're going to be underwater in 12 years. Leave it. You're going to have bigger fish to fry. Start building your gondola with your friends. What, Groupon? Is that still Groupon? Gondola. Is anyone 26 or younger? And there's no zinger coming. I take no pleasure in berating the audience. It's 26 or younger? I've got something exciting to tell you. I'm sorry you were born to such an aggressive society. Cupcake wars, storage wars, cutthroat kitchen. Are the stakes that high? Are they? But here's what I want to tell you. There was a time before you were born that law and order was not on. That's a fact. It wasn't always here. They don't know. It was not always here. 26 years ago and prior, you turn on the television, nothing was being adjudicated through the criminal justice system. Nothing. People used to just wander the streets going, when is Dick Wolf gonna do something? When is Dick Wolf, whoever that is, going to do something? And he did. He meant well. He didn't mean to spawn a cottage industry of misogyny and torture porn slickly packaged as a crime procedural. But it gets away from you. It gets away from you. Can't get your arms back around the thing again once you start making money. So you can't have gluten. And again, I have no wish to be condescending. I want to tell you something right now. I prefer to be well-liked by all and sundry. Validation, I touched it. But it's on the lower end. It's up here that we have a problem. You hear all the time about people who do everything right health-wise. They eat right. They exercise. They do everything right. And unfortunately, sometimes they are stricken with something. And it's a real tragedy and a shame. Whereas in my case, if perchance I get diagnosed with something, it'll be like, oh, yeah. Yeah. That sounds right. 52 years of treating myself like a garbage can. That was bound to happen. What will you miss most, Janine? Oh, I don't know, making and remaking bracelets because they're not quite right. That's what I do. I just cut them and it's not right. I'm a beadist. And one day it is an aspiration to own a bead store. And hopefully it'll be called something like Let It Bead. Bead goes on. Any iteration of bead we can put in the common vernacular. But I'm talking about a proper bead store. I'm not talking about like a Hobby Lobby or a crap, like a... I'm talking about a proper bead store where you walk in and say, what's that music, Tegan and Sarah? You're goddamn right, it's Tegan and Sarah. Tame Impala, Iron and Wine, Father John Misty. That's what's happening at my bead store. Because as you know, if you go to a proper bead store, it's a utopia of sorts, yes? You get a tray and paper and a golf pencil. You got a tiger by the tail. Have at it. Go through the bins. The day is yours. And you are responsible for writing down the amount of bead or what have you, the quantity and the cost. And when you get up to the cashier, thank you again, They don't check. They take you at your word. They accept it. You know, reciprocity, justice. And also, say you hand over a $50 bill. I'm not putting on airs. It happens out of the bank machine sometimes. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not lording this over you. Listen, my parents met in a bowling alley in the Bronx. Bell bottoms on one leg at a time. But sometimes a 50 comes out. Guess what they don't do? Check to see if it's counterfeit. I don't like when people check to see if money's counterfeit. It feels personal, like they're impugning my character. And by the way, even if it is counterfeit, who gives a shit? Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. In this economy, keep it moving. Who cares? And it's probably from some Eastern Bloc country. They do very good work. I can assure you of that. They did very good work. And it made it past Interpol, the Attorney General. You're telling me this 17-year-old has the eye. Cursory glance, dim bulb. All right. Out comes the magic marker. But they still treat you with a what are you up to kind of attitude. But not at Let It Bead. Then you get your purchases. There's a wooden table in back. Go ahead, sit down, start making jewelry. Other people are. There's a woman knitting. We don't sell yarn. This is what I'm saying. All are welcome. All are welcome. All are welcome. And people talk. They get into conversations. It's a real detente, if you will. And you know what you'll never hear at that wooden table at Bead the System? You'll never hear, hey, Marco Rubio's making sense. Never. Everybody's on the right side of history. Everybody's on the right side of history. Fire trucks are loud. Sirens are loud. We can all agree on that, but don't do this. It's not nice. It's not nice. Somebody's in danger. Put your hands down. We're all in this together, Airbnb. It's not nice. You know, there's people who made it through the Dust Bowl and the Depression only to be sent to World War II. Put your hands down. Take it. Whenever I see people doing that with a siren, it reminds me of those who drink their tea two-handed in an oversized mug. Usually with their sleeves pulled. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. Does anyone have half a Cliff Bar? Half a Cliff Bar? A kind bar? I didn't sleep last night because I didn't have my pillow. My pillow. Very... It speaks volumes about a person when you see them coming down the plane aisle with their pillow. My pillow. Wow. And also, I don't like subterfuge. Can I pet your dog? Don't you dare. Don't you dare. You don't mean it. You don't mean it. And you... And also, sometimes they have treats that they take out of their fanny pack. So now you're in, you know, you're in, And then they make the dog do stuff. It would be like, say we go to an art gallery opening, as one does. And I were passing you with a tray of delicious bruschetta. And I were to say to you, would you like some bruschetta? Yes, you would? Hand. Sit. See what I'm saying? It's unsolicited. Don't make the dog do stuff. You offered. Don't make the human do stuff. You offered. That was my point. I wasn't commanding you. I have no wish to command you. You do your own thing. Hey, transgender affirmative restroom, safe space. It's a safe space. This is a safe space. Transgender affirmative. This whole thing is a transgender affirmative restroom. This entire place. Why are we, and you know what else for that matter? I wasn't gonna say this, but somebody who has that eye of the tiger, not me, because I don't have it. There's a market for eco-friendly artisanal adult diapers. Listen, with the graying of society, hear me out, I'm not being glib. There is a goodly amount of people who would be quite happy to be eco-friendly with their adult diapers, as it happens. And also some people, of course, are incontinent just after having some kids or what have you. You know, there's commercials of somebody jumping on a trampoline who's very young, and they pipsed a little bit. So wouldn't it be like the most... Like eco-friendly, it's like a really adorable couple from Eugene, Oregon, who, and their names are like Kimber and Ray Ray, and they have this company, and they will drive to you with the, and they'll pick up your soiled adult diapers, and they'll clean them in a very eco-friendly giant diaper genie in their yard, in their urban farming yard, and they've got kids that are not vaccinated and stuff. Like they're doing it their way. and they're bringing you non-carcinogenic adult diapers. Now, Febreze, very carcinogenic. Thank God I got back on track. Febreze.